how much confidence do you have in this offensive line to protect you?
Yeah, I got great confidence in these guys. You know, they work the tail off, and they're prepared. They know they got a great test in front of them. Eagles defensive line, one of the better in the league. So, you know, but I got great confidence in them. They'll do their job. They'll give us enough time to make the plays.
Eli, you said yesterday that you expected there would be more sacks this year. Why is that?
Why will there be more sacks?
Yeah, you said, well, you know, I expect there will be more sacks. We just have to fight through it.
As in, there will be, yes, I'll get sacked again this year. That's what I mean.
Not more. At least another one.
I will get sacked another time this year. That's what I meant. That's just part of football. You know, I've played in NFC Championship games where I got sacked six times, and so that's just part of it. You know, you're playing against a good defensive line. There's going to be times, you know, some of it's, you know, obviously some of it's, coverage. Some of it's the plays that you have called. Some of it's what the defense is doing. So, hey, that's just part of it. These guys, the offense line, not worried about them. They'll do their jobs, and they'll give us enough time, and we gotta make sure, we're smart and we're calling plays that give us a great opportunity to, get the ball out on time.
When you look back at the games, do you see things that you could have done to help out the line, whether it's getting out of the pocket or getting the ball out quicker, things that a quarterback can do to help them out?
Yeah, I mean, there's always things you can do. You can always look back and say, oh, I could have, maybe moved a little bit here, or I could have, gotten through this progression a little faster. So there's things you can always do, looking back, but, sometimes, hey, you're looking downfield, or, sometimes you feel the rush, sometimes you don't. That's just football, but there's always stuff you can look at to improve on and try to help those guys out.
Eli, judging by 2007, you're a guy who knows a thing or two about recovering from 0-2 starts. What lesson can you take from that team that you can impart on this team in this recovery?
Well, I think you just gotta believe that, going through tough times will make you stronger. Will make you stronger as a team. But you got to get through them. That's kind of the situation we're in. You know, hey, there's always gonna be ups and downs of a season. We're kind of, hopefully this is, we kind of hit the rough patch, and we'll work ourselves out of it. But it's just gonna come, through our hard work, our dedication, our commitment to fix things.
Eli, sorry, I'm
stepping
back. How good would a quick start feel for the offense? Does that feel like something important? And over your years in the league, have you sort of developed any little secrets or methods or tips that you feel like, can get something going quickly?
Yeah, I mean, hey, you always want a quick start. That's always a goal. And,
been behind a lot, right? Like, you guys, your offense has been back on its heels pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, the first two games, first series, had a sack in the first series. So, we got to try to, get the ball out on time, be smart about things. But obviously, we got to see what the defense is doing, what they're playing. And, sometimes that's, you can get the ball out right on time. Sometimes, depending on the coverage or what they're doing, you got to hold it a little bit. So whatever we got to do, guys are going to play hard. We'll be ready.
Ben said he's considering handing off play calling duties, that he hasn't decided, but he's considering it. Can that be a spark to an offense if there's a different voice in the headset, just a new approach to what you're running?
Besides me, I don't know if anybody would notice who's calling the plays, or the other quarterbacks. So, I don't think it's the play calling that's been the problem. I think it's the execution.
How much has Mike done it since he's been here in regards to play calling?
He's done preseason. He's done some preseason. He calls in practice a bunch. So, he's called before.
Was it different for you when he does do it?
I don't know if he did any of the preseason games I was in or not. But, in practice, he's usually the one in my helmet in practice, just so McAdoo can kind of coach and see what's going on. I can understand what he's saying.
Eli, a lot has been made of the public criticism from Ben after that game the other night. And you were asked about it yesterday on the radio and gave a pretty thoughtful answer to it. Is there anything about it that that disturbs you or that makes you feel a need to talk to Ben
No.
about any of the things that he's...
No.
What?
it's part of being in the NFL. You can't be sensitive. I think everybody's gotten very sensitive, players and everybody. Just, if someone, says anything negative about you or you did something wrong, that you got a problem. Coach McAnoo and I have a great relationship. I think he understands that. I've told him when he first got here, I enjoy being coach. I enjoy, if I screw something up, let me know. I want to be coach. And so, we talk about things and there's some things I got to do. I got to be better at.
But for the most part, Eli, I mean, that's not something we grew accustomed with you and Tom after a game. I mean, once in a while, maybe here or there, but not quite as open.
Well, I think, he's talking about the interception and delay gain. Those are the two plays. Those are on the quarterback, and those two are always will be. So that's just part of it.
I don't think it's so much his criticism of you, but it seems like it's his resistance to criticize other players. Do you think he does that because he thinks you can take it, or?
Well, he knows I can take it. He knows, hey, I've been. You've played 14 years in New York. You've been criticized, right? You can take it, pretty much whatever they throw at you. So, again, Coach Mack and I are on the same page. And anything he says, whether it's to the media, whether it's to me, to the team, it's all for the better of the team. And I'm okay with it.
What personnel groupings do you think you guys have done well with in the offense so far? You mentioned the other day we've got to find kind of our best look and stick right with it. What do you see?
No, I think you still got to, you got to mix up your personnel. We don't want to get into that world of being in one personnel. I think we've done some good things in their two tight end sets. We hit a big play last week down the sideline to Jarrell. So we just got to figure out kind of how much of different types of plays we're going to run, or do we just want to stick with what we know and what we're good at, or adventure, get too adventurous where we're running things that might not put us in the best situation.
Is there added pressure this week? I mean, teams in this league don't usually come back from 0-3 and have much of a season.
There's pressure to win every week. That's part of being in the NFL. You want to go out there and you got to be careful. Making something bigger than what it is. And I think you always want to be relaxed and be ready. But understand, hey, it's a game in a division, and we've dug ourselves in a hole. We got to get out of it.
Been stuck in a lot of third and long situations. For you guys, how important is it moving forward to get chunks of yardage on first and second down, and especially on the ground where it's been tough to come by this year?
Yeah, well, I think some of it's, especially last week, it was more just having some sacks on first and second down, which it just kind of throws off your whole routine. So we got to eliminate those things and just got to keep going forward and find completions and get ourselves in third and manageable.
Eli, what has Orleans Darkwa added to this offense this year, and what do you think he has to do to get more carries?
Orleans runs the ball well. He's had some catches, so I think he's done everything we asked him to do. He knows the offense. He knows what to do. So. I don't know what the coaches plan to how they rotate in those guys, but he's done a good job.
When you look at their film of their front, of Eagles' front, do you think, oh man, or do you think, all right, I know how we can kind of counteract what they do best?
Yeah, I mean, I think you look at their front, but it's not just their front's very talented. They got three or four guys who can get to the quarterback and do a good job of whether getting there or just causing you to move, making problems in the pocket. So, but we got to, that's why we got to look at, see their coverages, see their tendencies, and find the best plays that will help us move the ball and get in good situations.
If a play call doesn't call for extra help for a tackle, do you have the power at the line to change that?
I guess you could, there's ways you can try to help out your tackles. And there's sometimes you can do it. Sometimes depending on, what the defense is doing, you can't, if they're bringing certain pressures or they're bringing certain looks. So, and you also gotta, you gotta get guys out in the route. So there's a combination of a lot of things that you can do. You just gotta mix it up. You can't just do one thing over and over again.
Obviously you haven't had success, offensively. offensively, a lot, ton of success early in the season. How much do you think needs to be changed? Is it just tweaks, or do you think you need to try some new things completely? Or what do you think is the best avenue two games into the season at this point?
No, I think we just I think we got to execute better. We got to just find ways to stay in good down and distance, stay in good rhythm, and you know, get a little confidence going in the offense. So I think you know, we've talked about some things we can do, and hopefully we can play better this week.
Eli, the number of hits it seems like you're getting hit harder this year. You know, that's something you've always pointed to as part of your durability, the ability to avoid those big hits. Does it feel that way to you, that these hits are ferocious a little bit?
No. I mean, I took one good one last week, but, you know, bad situations, kind of a screen that got, you know, they covered up well and ended up rolling left and kind of was trying to throw and got hit, you know, took a good hit. That's kind of not the lineman's fault. That's just they played it well, and I kind of took a risk trying to throw something else on a screen. So, but you know, I think that's just part of it. Hey, there's some weeks you can you'll go several weeks without taking big hits, and sometimes you'll get a bunch in a game. So it's just about hanging in there and being tough.
Was that the one on Sterling's catch?
Yeah.
So the biggest hit was when the pass was completed.
That's sometimes. Usually it's the ones when you're throwing that end up being the biggest hits. You know, when you haven't thrown yet or you see it coming, those are the ones that aren't as bad. Usually when you're in the throwing motion, that's when you're most vulnerable to take a good shot.
Did you really throw it to him? Is that even who you're throwing to?
Of course, always.
Do you throw that, though, if you're down, if you're not down 14?
Probably a different scenario.
One of the completions to Odell, you were really way under pressure as well, weren't you? Over the middle, and he got a couple yards after the catch, when the line had collapsed on you?
No. Maybe. I can't recall.
Because of the amount of pressure, are you having to go make your reads faster?
No, I don't think I've gotten, you can't get too quick. Going through reads, it's a throw off the timing of things. You got to get, let your number one, route develop and go through your progressions. So I think I've done a good job, kind of hanging in there and going through the progressions.
Thank you.